there was something else that made it absolutely necessary for me to go on the trip. As the arranger composer for the Collegians, I did not use what we call the full score. If you're not aware of what a score is, it's a page of music that contains all the instruments on one page. I wrote out all the individual parts for the band without writing a score, a master score that has all the parts. I just wrote each individual part from memory. You know, that's how I arranged. I didn't use the scores. And I didn't write my own part because I memorized it. In other words, the lead alto part was only in my head and not on paper. Everybody else's part was on paper. If I didn't go with the band, they would play without a lead alto part. So I had to make the trip.
Bad head and all.
Bad head and all. I was sicker than I had ever been in life. Regurgitating all over the place, you know, all night long and all morning long. So this, the determination was that I had to make the trip because I was the only one who could play lead alto, and the music was all in my head. So we rode in one of those old-fashioned buses that you open the windows, you know, and during the whole trip, I kept my head out the window for two reasons, which are fairly obvious, one of which was to get fresh air. I won't discuss the other one. So on that trip, I survived and I was able to make the engagement, which was a dance at the Sunset Terrace. And it so happened that Norman Grant's Jazz at the Philharmonic was in town the same night. And when the Jazz at the Philharmonic concert was over, all of them came by Sunset Terrace to hear this college band, the Wilberforce Collegians, and among them were Sarah Vaughan, Dexter Gordon, Billy Eckstein was the headliner, Red Rodney, Stan Levy, I forget if he's a pianist or a drummer, Stan Levy, a drummer, and yeah, I said Red Rodney, and there may have been a couple of others. And they all came and they sat in with the Collegians. They must have liked the way we sound. And they sat in with us. Sarah Vaughan sang. Billy Eckstein sang. Dexter played. Red Rodney sat back with the trumpet section and played. And Stan Levy played drums. There was a pianist too. I can't remember his name. But he was known in the jazz field. Anyway, while Sarah Vaughan was singing, there was something I played behind her, which must have impressed her. And she turned around and looked at me and smiled. And of course, my whole world just fell apart. that made my year to have... She was sassy then, yeah. Yeah, we're talking about 1947, 48. And to have Sarah Vaughan turn around and smile at me, you know, for something that I did, just, hey, I was in 12th heaven.